Welcome to part four of the five-part series designed to enable ISV business success through partner and channel development. In this installment, we will be discovering the importance of understanding ISV revenue influence and what it means to Microsoft. Your hosts today are Diana Kreklow of the Kreklow Group and Gail Mercer-McKay of Mercer-McKay Solutions. Together, they each have over 20 years working in the Microsoft ecosystem and partner channel, helping ISVs succeed and grow.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth installment in our series. I'm Diana Kreklow, and with me today is Gail Mercer-McKay.
Hey, Diana. Great to be back. Good to see you. Today's exciting. It's all about the money.
It's revenue.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. So we are really excited to be sharing with you. This is our fourth webinar series and our special guests, and we've enjoyed sharing our tips, our best practices, and success stories with you.
And you know what? There's a whole slew of enablement tools that are going along with us. So we should remind the audience to make sure that you log on to the ISV Resources site and take advantage of all the enablement tools that are there for you.
Yeah, and I don't think we even mentioned previously that we're going to offer a special offer from the Kreklow Group and Mercer-McKay, so they can check that out too on our website.
Perfect, thanks.
Okay. Today we're going to take you on the influence revenue journey and help you understand how to calculate and why this is important to you and why you should know this as you grow your strategic partnership with Microsoft.
Microsoft and the Microsoft ISV partner channel have one big thing in common. They are both ISVs. Just like you and your organization, Microsoft sales and product teams are measured on revenue. Microsoft teams are measured on Microsoft products. You and your teams are measured on your products. The intersection point happens when you're able to help each other retire quota. It's critical for you to understand what software licensing sales you influence every time your product is purchased. If you understand that, you can articulate your value proposition to Microsoft and find the right teams, people, and partners to align to.
Perfectly said. So what we're going to do today is kind of walk you through a very simplified way to calculate your influence revenue. But first, let's begin with the many, many ways Microsoft sells software licenses today.
Well, Diana, you've got a great slide there that kind of illustrates it. But there's a number of ways you can get licenses. You can buy the full package product from retailers, cloud services and monthly usage, buying a device like your Surface or your Windows Phone that's pre-installed with software. Many of our business customers have a variety of programs that allow them to purchase software through various agreements. And if you're an ISV, there's some terrific programs which enable deep discounting when you embed Microsoft licensing right inside your solution. There's no doubt it's complex, and there are specialists who can help you understand the right way for you to approach how your product impacts or is impacted by the Microsoft software that is needed to run your solution.
Well, that's terrific, because I do not want to represent myself here today as a licensing guru. I am not. But there are a lot of experts out there who are. And you can begin to educate yourself on MPM, Microsoft Partner Network, under the Licensing Ready URL. They have actually got everything from A to Z on how to price Microsoft licenses.
And you know, you were really excited when you came to see me today because you had actually pulled some pricing right off of that site and had a bit of a tool. So you were
That's
kind
true.
Of excited about it.
It was, because I hadn't realized how easily it was for me to go out and find I believe they called it open, no price discount license pricing sheet. So what we're going to do is we're going to need that pricing sheet as we begin to formulate how to calculate our influence revenue. So, how does an ISV begin? First, you need to identify what Microsoft products are sold in your solution. Second, what is the software assurance that needs to be sold along with that?
Why would an ISV care about software assurance? The customer is probably going to buy their software from a LAR like SoftChoice or CDW, and the LAR will sell the software assurance.
Because the ISV can count that software assurance as part of their influence revenue. And as you move toward gold and silver certifications, you're going to need to meet certain revenue commitments that will become very important. So you want to add as much as you can.
Wow, very good. Maybe I'll jump in with third here. Identify what price list your customer is buying from. You know, I think you already had talked about it, Diana. You're using retail pricing today, but many business clients will qualify for a discount.
Right. And finally, try to understand what is the size of your solution. And sometimes it just varies from opportunity to opportunity. So we want you to be able to estimate the Microsoft software influence based on some scenarios.
Great point, Diana. That's exactly what you taught me when we first worked together. And one of the first things we did was we defined our small, our medium, and our large deals. And I remember at that time, for us, a small deal, about 25 users, was two standard SQL servers. And a medium-sized deal of 25 to 100 pulled about two enterprise SQL Server licenses, but a large deal of over 100 pulled through about four enterprise SQL servers.
Exactly, but things have changed, and they will constantly change. Pricing's different now. So Microsoft sells by processors now versus, or maybe it's the hosting and server instances, Azure instances, SaaS models, or you have a CAL and a device instance. So it's really important that you sit down with your product marketing group and you understand as best as you possibly can what is involved in your deal for the Microsoft products in your configuration when you sell a deal. Microsoft understands this. I've always recommended that if at all possible, pull the invoice from the distributor and understand exactly what has been sold. We have a spreadsheet that we're going to walk you through that is going to templatize, if you will, this for you. And it's based on the scenarios you just described, small, medium, and large.
So that sounds great, Diana. Can you show it to us? I think you've got it there.
Yes, I can. And again, this is, you know, not the most accurate scientific way of calculations because everybody's going to use different price sheets. But we are going to walk you through the scenarios and how to calculate it. Okay, everyone. So basically what you're seeing here on the screen is the way in which we're going to calculate in the scenarios of small, medium, and large. So in this case, we've got a SQL license, a SQL year software assurance. We're not going to add the CRM involved into this, a Windows license, and a Windows software. And this actually totals out to be around $29,300, right? $29,311. So if you do the medium, it's around, this is when we're actually calculating, if you will, to the first scenario, we've got one SQL server. And in the medium size, we're going to sell two SQL servers. And then in the large size, we're going to, each deal is going to pull through four SQL servers. So this configuration table, if you will, is really your back end table. All right, so going back to the example, so we've calculated now if we sell a deal and it's small, which we know we're all kind of growing our business, so you can, if you sell more deals, you can add CRM, you can add BizTalk, there's all kinds of flexibility pulling in whatever those configuration prices are. So this is how we're going to calculate it, and then also as we were using in the scenario earlier, how do you kind of use it for an ROI in the flow chart? So this year is our first year of growth, so we're going to do maybe three small deals. And then you can see that our total revenue amount then for with software assurance is going to total up to be around $87,632. But let's say we really don't hit three. Let's say we only hit one. So we change those numbers and it actually then just recalculates for us. And you can see how the deal flow chart actually changed. But sometimes we estimate that we're going to grow in our next year. So we've got four small ones. We're going to maybe this time win a medium size and then a large. So our total revenues are going to equal the sixth amount. But maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe we end up selling eight. So you can just quickly change those numbers and you can start seeing how you're going to estimate your deal flow size. So it's basic, simple view. You know, there's lots of adjustments. Once again, let me tell you, go back, pull the price sheet from what your customer's buying off of. Use this as a template and look to see how you can do deal flow. I mentioned earlier about your investments. So maybe this year you make no investments, but next year you might make $25,000 of migration, and this will actually calculate what your investment costs are and then based actually on your revenues. So again, we'll send this to you in a downloadable spreadsheet. There'll be a set of instructions with it, and have fun calculating your influence revenue.
You know, it's great, Diana, and it's important to understand this because Microsoft programs change all the time and they're often offering incentive programs that partners can take advantage of if they understand this. They can take advantage of royalty programs. For example, one of our ISVs who had never really thought about the Microsoft licensing piece before sat down with a licensing specialist and figured out that the Windows 8 embedded program would increase his profit margin.
So now, Gail, how do we pull this all together in an elevator pitch? I clearly understand what revenues I'm driving. How do I do it in an elevator pitch?
Glad you asked, Diana. We've talked about elevator pitches throughout this series, and we know they need to be short, about two sentences, and we know they need to be about solving pain, and we know that Microsoft cares about selling current software and devices.
So if I run into a Microsoft employee at Worldwide Partner coming in July, I want to be prepared to tell them my story in a way that resonates with them. Hopefully, that will enable them to direct me to the right people if I know what my influence revenue is.
Yeah, it's great. And let's use this and use an example to illustrate why this is important. You know, WPC's 4 days packed of leaders all around the world, Microsoft and partners, who are focused on helping partners grow. And a few years ago, when you and I were at WPC, you actually introduced me to the Microsoft Health Industry Lead for Australia. We bumped into him on the expo floor. He was on his way to another meeting, so I knew I only had about 10 seconds to get his attention.
But you did. If I remember, he even set up some meetings for you with some of the Asia-Pac partners while even attending WPC. That was Paul, right?
That was Paul, yeah.
Great.
You're right. Are you ready for the pitch?
I'm ready for the pitch.
Okay, so this is the pitch. Hi, Paul. I'm Gail. I'm representing a healthcare solutions ISV with a device that prescribes activity for cardiac patients. It drives SharePoint, SQL, and Windows licensing and professional services. We're looking for partners in Asia-Pac. Can you help me? He responded with, what is an average deal size? I was ready. I told him about $100K in Microsoft software and $100K in professional services for a medium-sized hospital. He was interested and he connected me right away with two partners from Australia who were there for Worldwide Partner Conference and who specialize in healthcare. I met them the next day, but I know now that it was only because you helped me speak Microsoft and use the Influence Revenue tool and be ready with the right value pitch when I sat down with them.
Well, that's great. You came prepared with the right message for the right person to get the right results.
Yes, thanks.
Now that you understand and you know how to calculate your revenues, some simple suggestions are how to automate this within your own internal reporting systems. And the best way is to integrate Microsoft pull-through revenue in your CRM system. And the reason we're suggesting this is because we've learned from experience. This is now because the sooner you begin the capability to track your revenue pull-through in your own internal systems, the more efficient it will become. We understand that ISVs don't naturally ask how much Microsoft will be sold. And if you can add a few more fields within your CRM system that actually coaches your sales organization to think about, well, how much revenue is on the Microsoft side and how will it help me in the long run for any incentive programs? For example, some gold certifications, you're going to need to show your revenues. And if you become a managed partner, you will need to drive and deliver regular pipeline reviews. Microsoft Field wants to know what you're driving. So here's an example. I work with ISVs all day long who say, I don't know much about Microsoft. I sold the deal, but I don't get paid on the Microsoft software, and I really don't know even who to ask within my customer how much license is going on.
Yeah, I hear that all the time, Diana. These are common, legitimate statements. We recommend for ISVs that you begin to shift the behavior so that you can articulate how you are driving Microsoft revenue. And the best way to do this is to make it a carrot or a stick. You either require it or you reward it, or both. The sooner, the better. It will become a natural part of their behavior. You know, I'm working with a large ISV right now, and their field is engaging with Microsoft at the field level. And the problem is they're going out and they don't understand how to articulate each other's solution. So they don't understand how much Microsoft revenue they're pulling through and vice versa. So it's re-educating that sales force. If we've been able to do that behavior training earlier, they would be going on these field engagements now and they would know. They would know what box to tick, they would know what software they drove.
Exactly, I completely agree. So in summary, retiring quota is important to both you and Microsoft. So understand how your solution impacts Microsoft is key to learning the building the stronger alliance with Microsoft. Leveraging the Influence Revenue tool and building out small, medium, and large scenarios will enable you to be confident when you meet with the field or your product representatives about the value proposition.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really look forward to seeing you again next week on our fifth and final installment in this series. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit our websites or take advantage of your special Microsoft ISV discount for any of our services. Diana, it's been great talking about money with you.
Here we go. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And on to the end.